The Clackamas River and the land where it meets the Willamette River was the home for thousands of years to the Clackamas Indians. Their finely made cedar canoes plied the waters. Their fishing platforms extended from the rock ledges beside Willamette Falls, and their lodges rose from the banks of the river.
The Clackamas River and its abundant fish and wildlife were life itself to the earliest peoples of this place. The waters of the Clackamas River fed the bodies of the people and inspired their spirits, imaginations, and stories. The Clackamas River remains essential to our bodies and inspires our imaginations to this day.
We brush our teeth, take a shower, flush our toilet, water our garden, wash our clothes, rinse our dishes. Where did all that water come from? For nearly 400,000 people, the source of our water is the Clackamas River.
The Clackamas River provides drinking water for the cities of Estacada, Gladstone, Lake Oswego, Tigard, the Clackamas River Water District, Oak Lodge Water Services, the South Fork Water Board, and the Sunrise Water Authority, serving people throughout Clackamas and Washington counties.
The Clackamas River begins in the Cascade Mountains, born of the abundant rains and snows of our Pacific Northwest climate. From its headwaters in Lake Timothy and Nolali Butte, the Clackamas River flows 83 miles through mountains and forest farmlands and residential areas.
The river flows through the towns and cities of Estacada, Carver, Gladstone, and Oregon City before finally joining the Willamette River just downstream from Willamette Falls. On its journey, the Clackamas is joined by tributary streams including the Calawash River, Oak Grove Fork, Roaring River, Fish Creek, South Fork, Eagle Creek, Clear Creek, and Deep Creek, draining an area of 940 square miles.
On the final 4 miles of that journey, there are 4 drinking water treatment plants on the banks of the Clackamas River. That is where water is drawn from the river, cleaned and purified to make it safe for drinking. Then the water is pumped through pipes to storage tanks and water towers in our cities and towns. Additional pipes carry the water from those water towers to our homes, businesses, and industries.
How can we care for this gift of water and the Clackamas River and keep our water and ourselves healthy? What simple actions can we take at our homes and schools to be good friends to the Clackamas River watershed? What other creatures beside human beings depend upon the Clackamas River and make their home in the Clackamas River watershed?
How can we enjoy, discover, and more deeply appreciate the Clackamas River watershed?
The stories you're about to hear can help answer some of those questions. Listen to the many voices of the Clackamas River. Listen to our living stream, the Clackamas River, and learn from these stories for a healthy watershed.